Hello and welcome to our program. Today we're going to talk about thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The dictionary says to think is to have an opinion, a belief, or a judgment about someone or something that may not necessarily be based on truth. We'll look at this. Stay tuned. Recently, I asked a lady in our church service what she thought about a hockey game that was played the night before. She said, "I didn't see the game. In fact, I never watch hockey." I said, "But surely you have an opinion about last night's game." She said, "I don't know anything about hockey. Therefore, I cannot give an honest opinion about something I don't know anything about." Over the years, I've asked many unsaved people their opinion about the Bible, and their answer is usually very negative. When I ask them if they ever read the Bible, the usual answer is no. My next question is, how can you have an honest opinion about something you know nothing about? Well, the same thing is true for us as Christians. How can we have an honest opinion or a scriptural opinion about something we know nothing about? Listen to this message and song. Let's get into the Word of God and make this message and song our prayer.
Teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way, teach me to know thy word, teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me.
Christians, we need to come up with the truth about the issues of the day, and let's use the issue of music as an example. Recently, I was reading an article from a well-known website, a Christian church, and college, much in opposition against some of the things that were printed about music and on David Cloud's Way of Life ministry. Well, I went on his site this morning and checked out music, and I punched that in and found out he has 982 reports on the subject. He has another 19 spaces where you can go in and look at ebooks or videos. I checked out the opposition there, the one who was complaining about him, see what he's teaching about music. I found out how much it costs to buy some of his music, much of which was CCM junk. Now, you don't have to be really too smart in the spiritual department to determine that if someone has 982 reports and 19 ebooks or videos on the subject that are saturated with scripture, maybe he knows something about the subject of music. And so what we're saying here is an opinion that we may have is not necessarily something that is based on truth. So concerning the issue of music, here's an idea. Take a clean sheet of paper and write down your opinion. What do I believe about music and what is acceptable to use in our churches today? Beside that, write down how you arrived at your conclusion. You may find out that you haven't any more right to talk about the subject than the woman who said, I don't watch hockey, therefore I cannot give an honest opinion. Let's get honest about this. If you don't know anything about it, keep your mouth shut. Learn about it. Get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get in you and find out about all of these issues. We go into Hosea's day and God's people, it says, were rejecting knowledge. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the verse continues revealing the fact that they had a lack of knowledge because they had rejected knowledge. There are over 1,100 references to music in the Bible. How many of them have you considered in coming to your conclusions about music? How many of these scriptures have you looked at? Knowledge alone is not enough. Even when we have the knowledge, and knowledge is simply an accumulation of information, then we need to have discernment so we can discern what to do with the information. Without discernment, we will not know if the information we have accumulated is scripturally correct. Therefore, as leaders in the home, or in the local church, we must teach those we are responsible for how to discern. Ezekiel chapter 44 and verse number 23 says, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. Now, the command here is to teach my people. We are to teach the difference between the holy and the profane. Now, two things are necessary. First, we need leaders who will teach discernment, and they can't do that if they don't have it. And second, we need students who are teachable. It is a choice. The question every leader, be he a parent or a pastor, must answer is, will I take my God-given responsibility to teach discernment to those I am responsible for? Will I teach them how to discern between good and evil? For everyone else, the question is, will I be teachable? Now, being teachable is also a choice. Christ, the greatest teacher that ever taught anyone, said, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Mark chapter 4, verse 23. It was a choice. His listeners had to make that choice, and we have to make it as well. It is also a choice concerning feeding on strong meat, the strong meat of the Word of God, or being bottle feeders like Romans 10 and 17 refers to. There we read faith, that's what we believe, cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. However, hearing is a choice. Paul said in the last days God's people would turn away their ears from the truth. That's in 2 Timothy 4 and verse number 4. Strong meat or baby bottles? What are you going to do here? Hebrews 5 and 14 says, but strong meat belongeth unto them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Paul rebuked those he was writing to, saying, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Spiritual discernment must not be confused with mental discernment. These are two different things. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13 and 14 says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, that which lives in every Christian, by the way, the old nature, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know the things of God, because the things of God are spiritually discerned. The natural man lives within and wants to make the decisions in every Christian. We read the natural man which receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. We received Christ as our Savior, at least I hope you did, and if you did, when we did that, we received a new nature. However, the old nature is still living within. Paul deals with this in Romans chapter 7. On one hand, he said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Verse 18. Then on the other hand, he says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Verse number 22. The old nature in the Christian is referred to as the flesh, the old man, the natural man, the carnal mind. The old nature, it says, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. If we let the old nature have control, we're going to remain spiritual babies. So we have a lot of baby bottle believers in the world today. Paul rebuked the Christians he was writing to in Hebrews chapter 5, because after many years they had chosen to remain baby bottle believers. Their problems stem from the fact that they had chosen to be dull of hearing, Hebrews 5, verse number 11. We are without excuse. Discernment is available to all Christians. At least 8 times Paul made statements such as, I would not have you to be ignorant. Over 12 times Jesus said things like, thou shalt know, or ye shall know. 10 times the Lord made statements such as, hear ye and understand, or by this shall all men know. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. All truth is not some truth. All truth is all truth, whether the issue be about music or any other issue. By far, the majority of fundamental independent Baptist Christians are baby bottle believers. And before you get all excited and reject that statement, stop and think about the fact that 90% of them sit in church week after week and do nothing for the cause of Christ. Most of them spend hours upon hours watching TV, but they have no time for the things of the Lord, including studying the Bible or prayer and getting their heart set to be in another service next week at church. They have no spiritual discernment because they are under the control of the natural man, and the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Again, the natural man cannot discern spiritual things, because spiritual things are spiritually discerned, not mentally discerned. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we are told that we need to prove or discern what is acceptable unto the Lord. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, translated discern twice elsewhere, you may discern what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The difference between learning and discerning? Learning is an accumulation of information. Discerning is the God-given ability to determine information as to whether it's spiritual or not. Spiritual discernment is the God-given ability to determine truth from error. Discernment makes it possible to prove all things, and discernment is only available to those who are determined to hold fast to that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 21. Well, the Christian who sits in church every week, deceiving himself into thinking he's spiritual because he went to church, James says of that person, he deceives himself, and in 7 different verses he refers to that person's faith being dead, and dead faith can discern nothing.
I'm pressing on the upward way, no heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on high. table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. My faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high.